You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
For the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, craziest Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
All right, yeah, we are back in the conversation. Yeah, man, it's your host Damian Lemon on my right hand side,
El Capitan Vladimir Camayo
on my left hand side.
All in the same building.
Yeah.
All in the same building.
No remote location.
Yeah, I know. Now, calling in, nobody emailing in. We here. We are live in the flesh, man. I love it.
Man. What happened last week with everybody and all that talking in the background?
That blizzard.
We had the blizzard.
No, we
man.
Had the blizzard. Oh, we had the blizzard replacement episode. That was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Vlad left.
Vlad was at the Source Awards.
Yeah, I had the Source Awards. No, I was working on a pilot for Comedy Central.
So nice,
I had to go.
Big things. Suits in the building.
Yeah, I mean, suits. We had suits. But it's good to be back, y'all. Y'all look fantastic.
Well, thank you, man. It's a good thing.
The blizzard. How about that blizzard? That fake blizzard with Blasio posted up in front of two plow trucks and a coat on.
The blizzard.
PR stunt.
I mean, he had to take precaution. Uh-huh. But this ice storm is worse than the blizzard, man. This shit that's out here last night with the ice.
What's the ice storm?
I mean, just the slush and the ice and the
Did you leave your house last night?
Was you outside yesterday?
I was, but I didn't see nothing crazy. It's slippery out there. It's wintertime.
But you know what I'm saying? When it's slushy and it's still cold like it is, what is like 15 degrees?
Oh, it's bad out there.
Then that shit freezes over and becomes ice.
Yeah.
That's the worst shit in the winter. That's the worst shit you can get.
What makes me laugh is that I got some high grade boots. I got ACGs. Mm. And I'll still be nervous about letting them dip in water, like, you know, there'll be puddles in between the streets.
We gotta talk about
that. I'll still skip, even though I bought boots for this specific purpose. I'll skip over the damn thing,
yeah,
because I don't want to get them wet. But I bought them for this purpose.
Yeah, but it's a certain, like, this shit that was out there yesterday. You wear your motherfucking fuck up boots in them.
I don't wear the
good boots in the motherfucking water.
I appreciate that both of y'all are saying what I felt. This, first of all, I need some boots, right? I'm out in these streets. I'm destroying. I got some Jordan 3s on. They my beaters, but this is cruel and unusual treatment. There's no way I should have been doing what I was doing in these sneakers. But the reason being is I don't have any boots right now. Right? My boots is on, you know, they in storage or whatever. So I'm away from the boot, right? And I figured, so yesterday I'm in the streets and I go to a spot to go buy some boots. And they had some goofy looking Adidas boots.
Adidas,
you know
boots.
What I mean? Like, yeah, they were goofy looking. They was Gore-Tex, but they were clearly, listen, these are my boots for the rain, for the elements and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I needed them yesterday. I'm still out there with a sneaker looking terrible. And then they also had a pair of Sesame Chicken Tim's, the field boots.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And them shits was buttery. And they was on sale. So I should have just copped those, but then I knew as soon as I wear them outside, they no longer buttery. And it felt like at this point, why the fuck did I just spend that money on a boot? You know what I mean?
So
like,
your fucking feet could be dry.
That, but just like you said, you took a little skip with your ACG.
Yeah.
You got the fucked up boot.
I got the boots right now that you just fucking walked through all that shit.
Exactly. You know but what that's mean? What I gotta go back to my storage and grab. But I got a pair of beef and broccoli that are terrible.
What kills me?
That's what I'm for.
Is the civil war you're having in your head?
Yeah.
You're like, the Adidas are clearly the boot to get if you want to just mess them up.
Yeah.
But those don't look good.
They look terrible.
But then the nice ones that you
they look
like,
too good.
They look too good.
And you still out here in your Jordans.
Playing myself.
Which is the worst option of all three.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You can't win, D.
So that's what happened with me. That's this winter's fucking me up, man. Because now with the snow. The snow cramps the parking game in New York. I don't know. You've seen it.
You know what I mean? Definitely cramps the parking game.
People are very reluctant to leave their car, their spot. Once they locked in, you don't want to. Where I'm at, like, people ain't leaving that spot. You know what I mean? Now, but the only problem with that is I've been late a little bit. I was late here.
I was late yesterday because I'm still living off of that. I got a car confidence, you know. You know, like 30 minutes by trade is 15 minutes in the whip. You understand? Right. But when you thinking and you forget that your shit is fucking impounded in snow.
I like that term, car confidence.
Yeah, see, you know, we can't have our shit impounded. We got places to be.
Yeah, you got family. You got them, kids.
Them kids got to be at school on time.
Yeah, you got a real deal. You got a real deal.
You
got
to go ahead and get that shit on out the snow.
Yeah. I like you talking about cars. You didn't even look in my direction, D.
Nah, because you're right, not even. Are you even qualified to drive yet, brother? Are you even qualified to drive?
I got my license.
You got your license?
I got my license, Damien.
You know this cat. Can we talk? You know this cat had a car.
I had a Civic.
And what happened?
Gave him, he said, nah, I don't want to do
it. You gave it back?
I had a 96 Civic. I ended up moving in, you know, I moved in with my lady. And the gigs I got, you could either, you know, you go there, they rent the car, or, you know. They were I was getting gigs across the, you know, I was traveling to like Montana and Florida. I didn't really need to have a whip at that time, so I sold it.
I mean, I understand.
What you did with the money?
To be perfectly clear, I ended up opening an account with Betterment. It's like an IRA.
Okay.
So
that was the more responsible. Yeah,
you know, you think you made more money with that account than you think you could have made?
That's a good point, because maybe I would have been more available for, like, yeah, you know, so. Civic, a red one too.
It's a whole lifestyle when you got, because now it's another responsibility.
Yeah,
it's
definitely a responsibility.
But I mean, I think that shit is a game changer.
It's a convenience.
The funny thing is, an absolute convenience, especially around this time. Man,
I'd be on stage and I'd tell people I got a car, and I would say, guess what it is? And 9 out of 10 times, because I'm Dominican, they would always say it's a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
And I had a Honda Civic. That's the Dominican car, baby. That's the Dominican Batmobile.
Motherfucker, we had a Honda. Motherfuckers kept trying to steal that shit. Dominicans.
Oh, we love a Honda Civic, Ali.
Well, Honda is quick to be stolen.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. You fuck around, had an LX, boy. They at your shit.
Forget about it, dog. The minute you leave it outside, it's gone.
Nah, we caught them both times. But
oh, you caught them. We slipping out there.
They was trying.
We slipping out there.
That's the worst.
I think the police on our block just knew what it was.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that term, car confidence. You got that car confidence. It's funny.
You feel like you could, you know, it's like any other confidence. It's like when you leave, when you set your alarm for the day, that clock, set that 10, 15 minutes ahead of time. So when you know, oh shit, it's 8:45, you don't have that 8:45 panic because you know it's truly 8:30. You understand? So the confidence is really a delusion that you just set up for yourself. But a car definitely cuts a lot of shit in time.
So,
in half.
So paint a picture from you'll be at home kind of maybe watching the show or something like
that.
Like,
yeah, I can get one more segment. Yeah. It's a decision. It's like, if I'm about to take the trade, I need to leave right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I'm whipping, oh, I think I could wait another commercial break.
And it extends beyond just when you leaving to go somewhere. It's deciding whether or not you're going to go somewhere.
A parking spot could decide that too, but not for you, because you're...
I mean, it's... Yeah,
break that down, break that down, break strong. That down.
Parking, I mean, coming to the city, the parking spot really determines...
Well, that's true. That's a whole other thing.
To fuck around in the city.
That's a whole other thing.
But if you want to go upstate...
Yeah.
No car, it's like, nah.
I'm not
Jersey.
Nah. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Long Island.
Not too deep. Not Suffolk.
Nah.
You got to keep it Nassau. You got to keep it Nassau.
Hamptons? No, sir.
Definitely not the Hamptons. Definitely not.
You know what I'm saying?
Hamptons.
So it's just certain things that you're free to do when you have a car. You're just free. I've lived in New York without a car. And you're constricted. It's like, shit. You only going to the grocery store when it's, you know what I'm saying?
When the conditions are ideal.
When it's not that crowded, so you know you could get a car coming right out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's a lot of things that when you don't have a car, it boxes you in.
I compensate for that. For example, like my groceries, I do Fresh Direct.
Okay.
Yeah, which you
can't carry all the bags.
But the only thing about Fresh Direct is you got to also, that's another gamble. Because if the delivery slot's not available, if it don't line up with where you living, you know what I'm saying? So now the car, you could just go whenever you want to go. You understand? That's the beauty of the shit. The beauty of it is, and I'm going to say this, as a person that drives a U-Drive, I'm always taking my own car. Right. Like, there's more often than not, I'll say, yo, I'll meet you there. Cause I don't even want to have to depend on nobody to be like, yo, you ready to bounce?
It's
you
crazy. It's so funny how the car is a part of your identity. Like
man.
You won't come in. You have to come in your car.
Right. It's not identity.
I got to bring me.
It's
you know
convenience.
What I mean?
Nah, because you're not.
Yeah.
Like if we weren't in New York, then a car could be part of your identity. because you had to pull up most places. Like, if you're in Atlanta, you're in Miami, you're you got to pull
LA.
Up. You're in L.A., you got to pull up to the spot, park, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, if you're going to somebody's house, you got to pull up to the house. New York, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what you drive, where you drive. And you, so pull up is not really part of the culture.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not a valet culture.
No, right. It's not a valet. You, when you pull up to somebody's house, you're parking way down the street 9 times out of 10.
Just finding parking is great.
You know what I mean? You just, I found a park. Where? 2 blocks. Oh, word.
It's pretty good.
You did good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're not really pulling up in front of somebody's house and parking in their driveway dripping oil and shit.
Yeah.
That's
the vanity. The vanity culture right here. Yeah, vanity.
Not vanity. It's just like,
you dripping oil.
You gonna drip oil in my goddamn driveway?
Yeah, I was on the street.
Now, that's a whole nother culture right there. That's,
you know what I'm saying? You don't have to think about that in New York.
I was on the street, man. It was snowing. A couple of days ago, it was snowing. It was right during the blizzard. And I swear to you, dude, I saw a dude in an Aston Martin pushing in the snow like it was nothing. And I looked at my ACG boots, and I saw, like, the different levels of balling in that moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about these ACG. This dude has an Aston Martin just whipping it in the streets like it's nothing.
That's not a condition that your ACG could even accommodate.
Oh, man. I looked at myself.
They could.
Like,
you just won't let them.
Oh, man. It was a moment. It was definitely a self-awareness. I was like, woo. It's different levels to this game.
It's plenty of people that drive four-wheel drives and driving it like they're in a Hyundai, you know? So, I mean, I saw that yesterday just on the road. It's like, come on, man. You in a big-ass fucking expedition, man. Move out the way. Shit, man.
Fuck it, though. Hey, man. Yeah, but right now, I got to dig my I got to fucking shovel my shit out. You know what I'm saying? And get back into the world with it.
Word?
But, yeah. Haven't had a chance to really go out and do that shit.
The way you said that, though, like, your work boot is the Jordans. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds so...
Right now, it's a designated... So it's an auxiliary, as we said before, an auxiliary sneaker. This was the most resilient sneaker that... And it was a beater. It was an established beater. It was over for. You know what I mean? Now, rather than it go out in style... This was a little bit, like I said, cruel and unusual. Like, this is a little disrespectful for this shoe, even at its level of aesthetic wellness. You understand that? This was wrong. This is more. This should have been like a all black Air Force One choked up. You know what I mean? Like that. Air Force One doesn't get as dignified. A ceremonial goodbye as a 3 cement 3 Jordan should. You know what I mean?
It's a 14-year-old out there that's just passed out right now at you walking.
At you walking by, he's probably shocked out his mind.
It was when we had the vibes Air Force One.
Yeah,
and I had beat mine down to the last compound.
Yeah,
and I was out in the rain, and one day this kid came up to me on the train like, "That is fucked up." I'm like, what's that? Like, I can't believe you just fucked those shoes up like that.
Damn, that's hilarious. He had to speak to you about that.
He had to come talk to me. He's like, those, because that was when I was calling him the Kanye's.
What was your reply?
Yeah. Those the yays. Oh.
What'd you say? What was your reply?
I couldn't say shit.
You kept it moving?
I'm like, yeah, you know, they fucked up.
Hey, man.
But I don't give a fuck.
It's life.
Pulled out a white flag.
But it's life. Life happens. It's like, fuck it. Now you gotta.
But it's funny
because
I picture you at home looking at your bench.
Looked at the bench. I see who could go in.
Like,
who could go with it? I had to go beast mode. It's the 3.
You like, you in the game.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah. You know. Man. But when you know, I got levels of boots, the beaters, you know what I'm saying? The clean, levels, you know what I'm saying? It's just the rain. You know, if it's just a little rain, a little drizzle,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got your work boots and shit, where you really had to do work.
Yeah.
Shovel snow and fucking put down salt and shit.
Boiler room.
Yeah. Like an old Wrangler Jeep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Boots are terrible.
Real work boots. I got a pair of Tims that I bought in motherfucking 99, 2000.
You still got them?
Chocolate Tims. They my work boots at the house, but they the strongest boots I got.
Yeah.
How's that sole, though?
They still good.
They still got grip. They got the little
they
grip.
They got grip. That's when
that's
bought
the worst.
When I bought those joints.
Slipping and sliding.
You lose your grip quick on the field boot. Not on the construction. That field boot grip is, it go by fast.
It's the construction joint. And that's the real, when I really understood what a Timberland was about.
Uh-huh.
Because the first time I had those
like a turning
boots
point.
On, and I was shoveling
like
out
a
the
testimony. Like a
turning point. Yeah, right.
I was,
right,
I was, because I'm from Miami.
Insert Timberland sponsorship right now.
You don't know what a fucking boot's supposed to do in Miami. You don't,
that's true.
You're just walking down the street,
Dade County.
I had a pair of boots on South Beach, looking like a damn fool. We'll talk about that another time. But go ahead.
But I was shoveling out the car.
Okay,
the Honda back in the day.
Uh-huh. You still had it. Nobody stole
in Miami.
No, in New York.
Okay,
and I stepped in a big mound of snow. Because this is my first time shoveling snow, so I'm thinking it's going to be light work. Like, but just throw that shit off. And you get out there, and that shit is some heavy-ass shit, especially after done sat down and got wet and froze up.
But do you ever have that moment where you were like, yo, you know you could kill yourself doing this shit? Because they always got the PSA. They be like, when you feel like you've shoveled
you obsessed
more,
with death, dude. You're obsessed like, with death.
Relax.
You are so afraid of death, dude. He has every death moment in his head.
I just don't want to go out shoveling snow, man. That's
so
a whack-ass death. That's a terrible death. Nigga went out shoveling snow in front of his apartment.
In a whack blizzard. In a whack. It wasn't even a real blizzard. It was a whack.
4 inches of snow.
5 inches of.
Now go ahead, man. So you shoveling.
So I'm shoveling and I step in one of the mounds and my shit go all the way to the bottom of that bitch. And it was probably like 15 inches of snow out there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feel shit on my foot. I'm like, oh.
Confidence.
This motherfucking boot is the real deal.
Yeah.
And you were judging it. You underestimated.
I was like, I underestimated. I could have sworn my shit was gonna be frozen or wet. My shit was dry and right. So I was like, yo, I still got them boots, man, and they hold up, man. I shovel the snow. I do all that shit. All
you
the
still
work.
Got them.
I still got them, and I wore them out one day.
Public?
In public.
Yeah, but it feels like, it's like, go ahead.
Yeah, and that shit was like comfortable. I felt vintage.
Battle tested. That shit had integrity.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It had like a patina on it.
Exactly. Yo, fucking constructs out. $180 now.
You sure?
That. Yeah, they went up for a bucket. Last I remember, they was like $140 at the most. That's if you got them from like Foot Locker. You know what I mean? But I was a... definitely an outlet Timberland cat. I ain't gonna lie to you. More often than not, my shits came straight from the outlet. I might have bought them like retail for real twice in my life. And I do think the new buck was a little better on the retail tip. But I'll tell you some shit that cats used to do. I don't wanna say, I don't wanna say anything. Allegedly, cats used to do in college.
Which means actually happened. This
which,
actually happened.
He was involved in this.
That would go through hard times. College student, you know what I mean? Money wasn't really like that. Cats would wear their old Timbs in the Timberland outlet, put some new Timbs on, walk around about it. So I heard, allegedly. I don't know for sure, but this is what I heard. I read about this shit in the documentary. I don't know if it got the funding that it needed, but I see the thing on it. And
survey says,
you know, ding, but listen,
ding, 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 ding.
You know what I mean? Listen,
I want to hear about the Miami trip. You with the boots? You deflect.
Oh,
over
I just this is one of them times. I was just I've been on, like I told you, I've been on a beach before underdressed, like just because I'm like, you from Miami, so like you understand beach culture, like you live by the shore, like a shore where people like really, you know, people go out on the beach out here too, but it's not like, it's not as much of the lifestyle.
Right, right.
South Beach is a whole thing. There was a point where, so I went out there for an event, probably some type of event. I think it might have been a day party situation, a Labor Day situation, and we got there. Like, I realized, I think it must have been something in a winter month, like maybe like a February situation, and I packed a good Tim, because it was February, you know? That's what you think. February, I got to have my Tims, because your Tims go with everything February-related.
Right, right, right.
But what you need to realize is that you go into a totally different
climate.
Yeah, it's a whole different climate. It's not just you jumping on the plane. It's a whole different atmosphere, you know what I mean? And day one... The first day we touched down, it was early enough to where people was like, yo, let's get a little beach before we get to work.
Let's get some beaching.
And we went straight from, I guess, the airport to the beach. And I was just in that moment when that was said,
let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach.
Okay.
I just didn't realize that everybody else was beach ready. And I'd never been beach ready. Like, I didn't even think about it. There's certain things in life that, like, travel-wise, that you learn. Like, beach ready is one of them things. Like, oh, there's beaches that might be, people might swim. Let's do that. Bring something that you could swim in. Or, what's another one? if you want to be this guy, yo, they got a gym in the hotel. Make sure you got some stuff to work out in. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I'm that guy.
If you're a business guy or whatever, make sure you got a good whatever, a blazer and a shoe. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things to go to. And I was in Miami with fucking Tim's. With some Tim's.
Like a lot of New York cats.
Yeah.
A lot of New York cats come to Miami. Short pants, Tim's boots.
Not ready.
And a wife beater.
Ain't been on no real beach. Go to Jones Beach. Go to Coney Island. Go on that sand. That sand is rocky as shit.
Yeah, it is hard sand.
Go to fucking Orchard Beach. Yeah, that shit is rocky.
Yeah, in the Bronx, it is, yeah.
Well. Yeah, you don't look crazy with an ACG on the coastline.
Speaking, you talking about the snow, it just reminded me of something, Ali. You talking about the snow. You shoveling. I was with my dad this weekend, and, you know, we in the hood and all that. And I don't know if you guys can see this in Brooklyn or in the heights where you at. Mm-hmm. Like, your car will be stuck. My dad's car was stuck. And the street is clear. And then the minute you get to your car, a little Dominican dude pop up to help you out with the show. You had this dude pop up just out of nowhere?
Nah.
He's like, hey, man, give me $5. And he starts shoveling.
Oh, yeah, the hustle. Yeah,
he's out of nowhere. Just out of like, where were you just 5 seconds? You just popped
that's
out of nowhere.
Industry.
Yeah.
That's an industry. They seen you. They scoped you out. It was like, is he going to go for it? Or sometimes they'll wait for you to give up.
Oh, right. Like,
ah, you know what?
Shit, I'll tell you what, the other day. And then when, right after the, you know, it was a little light blizzard, whatever the fuck. But it's still, you got to shovel that shit in front of your house. And,
oh, right. Your steps. Yeah.
So, you know, I was headed out I had to go to the store. And I was like, damn, I don't feel like doing this damn snow. And then, you know, my neighbor, he got the little blower, you know what I'm saying? So he be doing everybody, you know.
Flossing.
And as soon as I walked out, I ran into him like, yeah.
That's good.
How much you want, man?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then he told me the price, gave it to him, you know, came back, that shit was done.
That shit felt great. He didn't hook you up, like, do your thing? He was like, you had to pay him?
That's his motherfucking business.
Oh, that's his hustle. That's his thing.
I thought he was doing it on some goodwill.
Yeah, some goodwill.
Nah, it's a hustle.
Oh. Now, what he would do, he might come through on his way to the people that pay him. He might come through and give you one little line.
Give you a taste.
Yeah, you know, give you enough for the people to pass by so you won't get a ticket.
This is what I do.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know. Shit.
Oh, he gave you the full on.
Yeah, he gave you the full on demo steps. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you got to get taxed for that. That wasn't a favor.
That ain't no favor. Like, that's work. You know how much work that shit is. That's why you don't want to do it.
And it's also, you got to put gas in the machine, too. You got to put it runs on gas. You know?
Yeah, but that's just his business. He an older dude. He's been around for a long time. He in his, you know, 60s, you know. He owned his house free and clear. That's what he do. That's how he get money.
Yeah.
You know, you heard about, speaking of 60-year-old dude that's working, did you hear about this 60-year-old dude?
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Walking 21 miles back and forth?
Back and forth to get to work?
Yeah.
For the last 10 years?
Dude.
Damn.
Dude.
They raised $132,000 for him via GoFundMe so he could get at least a whip. And then
get a hell of a whip.
He could get a mean man. He could pay back. Hey.
What was your analysis?
Even the Aston
Martin. What was your analysis when you read that story?
Nah, I was with it. I thought it was a feel-good piece. I really did. Wow, what did you think I was
Would you walk for that long? For that?
I'd have to find a remedy to that solution. That sounded like a motherfucker ain't had enough time to just sit down and brainstorm. There had to be a better way.
After 10 years, man, you wanted to walk, dog.
He was waiting for this day.
You like that walk, my man.
That, he felt like he was doing it for. I hope he was doing it for charity. You know I hope he was doing it for a cause. He fucking some ribbons
shit,
on
man.
Him.
You, I would have had to move, man. Fuck that.
Something. He must not have the most in. Like it must can't be the most involved job. So this motherfucker to be doing.
You be tired as fuck by the time you get to work.
Tired as shit, and you're thinking. It's not as sharp as we would think. Somebody, the whole nuclear family failed them. Somebody had to say, yo, dad, look, let's figure this shit out. They got Uber out here. I mean, that might fuck it up.
I don't think nobody failed them because, you know, sometimes, you know, you just doing what you do.
Miles.
You know, it's easy to them, but shit.
That's an old school man right there.
Yeah, he knows about 15 miles to go to school every day.
Like, that was him.
He is like a fucking exhibit. They don't even make him like that no more. 20 miles back and forth, pop.
He's like, that's for my health.
There's so many gaps in that story. Like even his employer, like nobody.
He liked it. You're right.
There's something missing
something
here.
Something I do.
Maybe
I
he
like
done
to
fucked
do.
Off everybody all these many years. And
that
shit.
Could be. It's, maybe he's a
he
shitty
ain't
person.
Got nobody to turn to.
Maybe he's a horrible person. Nobody wants to help him.
Or maybe
that could
he don't want to ask nobody for nothing.
What kind of boots he rock?
He knows. Ooh. He knows about shoes. He probably got the 99.
Or maybe he got an ill boot. I hope he get a boot deal too.
He gets boot sponsorship.
He gotta get.
But then he won't be walking.
He ain't walking no more. It's too late. It's too late.
Let's show him get out the car. That's about like, you know what I'm saying.
And this ain't no regular walking. This is Detroit, right?
Yeah,
this ain't no regular walking.
This is real.
You know what I mean? This is real. This is walk, run, duck. You know what I mean? Slide. You know what's going on?
It's an obstacle course.
Pit bulls. You know what I mean? Robberies, drive bys.
Shit is wild out there.
This ain't no regular 21-mile walking.
And it's cold. And it's cold as hell.
That's a cold ass walk.
That shit's cold as shit in fucking May.
I like the theory that he's a horrible person. Nobody wanted to help him out.
No, I think he was a good guy.
Yeah, he got to be.
He probably just didn't want to ask nobody for nothing, man. Shit.
He probably look crazy.
How much you want
to
bet?
He probably look crazy. I used to know a dude that walked the neighborhood. He looked like what this? He's looked like what's my man's name? Charles Bronson. We used to call
white
him
dude?
Charles Bronson's white guy.
White dude.
And he used to
Death
walk
Wish.
With a, yeah, he was. He looked just like Death. He looked. Like he walked right off the set of Death Wish. He had like a little members only jacket.
Oh.
He had some fucking regular ass jeans and shit. Some sensible shoes. Sensible. And Charles Bronson. He looked like a killer. He looked like a killer. And we was like, yo, look at Bronson. And we drive by. Oh, shit, they go Bronson right there. He would walk everywhere. He probably was one of them type of guys.
Sensible. Probably, I like that sensible shoe.
Because a sensible shoe, you know, like Jason Bourne would probably have a, he probably have like a Merrill. It would not even sensible. It's like a shoe that's like durable.
Like the Merrill boot, like yeah.
Go right through your clavicle.
With the Vibram sole, the Vibram, that nice comfort
is
sole.
That,
you know
is
I'm
that
about?
How you pronounce it?
The Vibram, yeah.
Vibram or Vibram, I don't know.
For the contour of the foot,
good
you know
shit.
What I'm talking? The cushion.
The good shit. Yeah, yeah. Don't you get so excited when you the see you got
oh, hell
Vibram
yeah.
In your shit?
Vortex?
So it don't take a lot to make me feel good. Be a good pair, like good thick ass winter socks, like a good
wool,
new pair.
Wool
from like J. Crew or something. Like,
bragging about them too.
You don't appreciate that shit till you get older.
Yeah.
I got some socks for Father's Day.
Yeah,
you know what I'm used to be ever. Used to be like ah. Now nah, that shit like shit. I needed these.
Hell yeah.
You feel loved. I'm loved. Woo. I'm loved in my family.
You realize you got an instep. You want to make sure that shit is cool.
But my thing is, how much you want to bet that dude ends up being one of the poster boys for one of the campaigns? Republican.
He gotta
be.
They're
gonna bring him out the campaign.
He gotta be.
Why would they do that?
You know, working man, America, blue collar dude. They're gonna use him as a poster child.
Somebody
for
could
yeah.
use him. Somebody. He could be used for a lot of different campaigns.
Maybe
he just
wanna go to work, man.
Listen, man.
You could shoot his documentary, Ali. You could pull that trigger on that early. Get that footage on him.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man. No, he man. Better. I hope he get a little. He already got 132,000. Let me ask you a question. GoFundMe, right? We've had mm-hmm. this kind of question before. When you donate on GoFundMe, do you keep your name anonymous or do you let your name out there?
I let the people know.
I don't think I did GoFundMe yet.
No? You let the people
oh,
know?
Man.
Real
Vladimir,
talk?
Vladimir, come on, yo. Absolutely need to know. And I'll put a message, too. Best of luck. My
next
prayers
to,
are with you.
You. Whatever you
oh, hell yeah, man. Hashtag support.
I thought you was going to throw your fucking Twitter handle on
Laughing Vlad.
Holla at your boy.
If you need
boy.
A laugh.
Yeah, we talked about this before, though.
Do you put your name on there? Or
I mean, I have. Yeah, I have. I've never done GoFundMe. I've done Kickstarter and some of them other joints. And I've put my name and shit. Because a lot of times it's people I know. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I haven't really given to like a random, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just a cause out there like that on that platform. But it's people I know, so I want them to know. Shit.
You want them to know. Hey. I care too.
Yeah, man. And then, you know what I'm saying? The shit that pissed you off, though.
What is it?
The shit
Ali?
That
what
pissed
it?
Me off about the shit. I gave... You know, I was feeling rather benevolent. You know what I'm saying? I was benevolent and shit. And you know what I'm saying? I had a few extra dollars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Feeling good.
Discretionary.
And there's this one particular night, you know what I'm saying? I just went through and and support. I was like, tonight is support night.
I'm a patron.
I'm a patron.
Turn the TV off. You know what I mean?
Who got some shit out there? Oh, shit. Bam. Drop 100 over here.
Change your lives.
75 over here. And then a couple of them joints, the motherfuckers never respond. I ain't say motherfucking thank you. The shit came out. I ain't get the perk.
You get no acknowledgement?
I ain't get the. I'm not even the acknowledgement. The perk, the shit that you supposed
the sticker,
to get.
The T-shirt.
You know what I'm saying? Like when, you know, you give $100, you get you
DVD.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Signed
floppy.
Copy. I ain't get none of that shit. I was like, damn. And I still see some of the same people. They, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They come back with other projects and shit. And I don't wish them no ill will or nothing, but I'd just be like, ah.
You lost me.
What always makes me laugh is the limit. Well, first of all, do you put your name on there?
Nah, but now I feel like I should. Yeah, I don't. There. I just, a couple reasons. One, I don't need to put my name out there. One, you know what I'm saying? But then two, also, but now I'm thinking, well, maybe I should put my name on it, because everybody like, well, damn, he ain't give shit. The third time that these people have asked, and he obviously don't give a fuck. But then the other thing is, I don't put my name on it, because then if people is just paying attention, they can be like, yo, this guy here be giving.
That's so funny.
He gives here. Let's hit him up. Like, if you a panhandler, and there's a hot cart, you know what I mean? A hot car, and like you at the front of the car, and you see two other panhandlers, and this one guy keeps giving fives. You gotta hit him. You would be a dummy not to hit him. He's fucking a fat cat.
It's just funny that you had that fantasy. You play it in your head. Like, you picture someone going at the page going,
Damian
Lemon.
I see.
Like, that all played out in your head, that entire fantasy.
Ridiculous,
it's crazy,
but it's silly shit.
I had a friend recently who had something happen to him, and I don't need the money. And it was funny because the limit of the amount you could contribute was $1 billion.
A billion?
$1 billion.
That was the limit.
That was the cap.
Okay.
I said,
why you didn't give him more than a billion?
Well, I was like, if he gets that money, I'm going to go into crisis somehow, because he could leave work. He's finished.
Wait, but that's funny as shit, because if you, depending on how good the will is, you could go from unfortunate to the
philanthropy.
Unfortunate to the motherfucking people envy you. People used to feel sorry for you. Now they looked at what you got. Now they envy you. There's a motherfucker that worked with that dude that's been walking all of years. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, this motherfucker got $132,000. He don't even got to work no more. And they gave him a call.
I walk too.
I mean, I walk the same shit. Nobody.
I work every day. That motherfucker take every Friday off.
Shit. And I ain't get nothing. No, but yeah, it's funny. They go from support to envy. They go from,
now you popping now. That's you so bounce crazy. Back. Yeah. You not in crisis no more, nigga. You could give back. If the same people that was hitting you earlier, they'd be like, that's, hey, listen,
I got you. I got you. The funny thing is, when people don't hit that campaign, man, that's always worst. Sad.
That's the worst. TLC, supposedly. Is it TLC that got a GoFundMe right now?
For what?
For the album?
Yeah, for the album.
Yeah.
Oh, you serious?
I heard it's doing well, fortunately, because if it wasn't,
they trying to go independent, trying to keep away from the...
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's fundraising. It depends on how you look at it.
It could be fundraising. It could be pre-orders. You know what I'm saying? They giving you a product at
the end.
That's
right, yeah. Maybe they're pre-ordering. You're right.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, like, unless they just don't make the album, then you'd be pissed off and shit.
Or they don't give you what they told you.
Or they don't send you the album.
Is that a bitch? They don't give you the sweatshirt. Now, I donated at the sweatshirt level. I ain't get shit.
Man.
At least a tote bag. It's a motherfucker in my neighborhood. I know I donated more money than him. He got a tote bag and a sweatshirt.
Maybe this is me, man, but when I was young, I love watching PBS.
Yeah.
And I remember getting annoyed whenever we had the campaign drives.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would get pissed. Like, come on, go back to the program. Well, y'all like that? Like, they're trying to do a good cause, mm-hmm. and I'm upset that they're trying to, you know.
Yeah, because it was interrupted it. But I actually, yeah.
I be tight about that.
Yeah. That's it's your people that got me tight, though.
Listen, man.
what happened? What people?
I'm sidebarring that. I would like to do something like that, like a spoof on that, though. Like the telethon situation, something. Figure it out.
Let's do it, baby.
What are we talking about?
It's money.
Let's talk about, I guess, even though it happened so long ago, Sunday, we should talk about the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. That's Sunday. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Patriots. And they won. Woo! They won. Deflategate did not matter. The Pats won.
That's your team?
Not that my team, but I thought the Deflategate was such a, just a bunch of bag of nonsense.
What you mean? That's a bag of nonsense.
Dude, like the Colts didn't score.
It don't matter. You still cheated.
It don't matter. You didn't score, though.
But if your balls was full, you probably wouldn't score either.
Even if you got full balls, your defense should be able to stop them.
It don't matter. Not if they catching all the balls that's supposed to be slipping out
your hands. But where's your D at, though?
Hey.
You got me on camera saying balls. That, too. Where's the D at? Where's the
balls?
D?
Balls ain't it. Look, this is the only thing, too, because the Patriots also have a history of cheating. So they look, and they got a history of cheating and a history of being, like, dominant. So it now they look real suspicious. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they already had an asterisk. So I think that became more of a controversy than it. I feel you, like, but what is the, even if they found out that they cheated, what, they gonna put the Colts in the Super Bowl? That's the thing. I was like, well, what's the consequence?
But even the Seahawks, like, defense and offense is on you though too. Like, the Seahawks, you got to stop their offense, and also you got to score.
That was a bad play though.
Deflategate or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But was that your team, the Pats?
No, I'm not a
football fan.
I watch for the social reasons, you know, for the hype and get involved. Watch the suit.
Now that was a good game, though. That was a good game. But, you know, stupid ass call at the end, but you know, it was a good game.
Well, that last play, there's a lot of controversy around that.
Yeah, which is interesting because it is a lot of people were feeling like, well, the last play Russell Wilson threw on the, what was it, the 2 yard line,
one yard line,
and you got.
You got
Marshawn Lynch, known as Beast Mode, who can run through entire defensive line. Like, he be having 3-4 dudes hanging off him as he's running, and you decide to pass it over the middle.
Yeah,
the middle at that.
Not even off to the side. Pass it right over the middle in traffic, and he got picked off. And, you know, a lot of people was upset with Pete Carroll because they were like, well, why would you pick that type of play? You got, this is what your offense leans on, Blase Skip. And in that moment, because this was going to be their second Disney win. Because that week, the prior, they won on some Disney shit. You know what I mean? Right. Something crazy happened. This week, when my man, he drops the ball, but the ball doesn't hit the ground, and the ball finds it. And I was like, oh, here we go. The sequel is even better. You know what I mean? And then everybody was talking about the curse, because that was going to be the catch part two. It was back in Arizona.
And then the dude who worked at Foot Locker last week that was catching all the passes.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about this.
Nah, it wasn't last week. But the cat who was catching all, the big dude, number 13, who was catching all the passes.
Okay. Oh, is that his story? He just started working at Foot Locker.
He was undrafted. He played in Canadian Football League, and during the off time, he was working at Foot Locker and was a security guard.
Look at that shit.
And the Seahawks called him like, hey, we want to come try out. And then he was like, well, shit, I'm at work right now.
I love that.
His agent called him back like, you stupid motherfucker. You get your ass
on that Foot Locker.
So he went, tried out, and made the team for this season and shit. And he the one caught the onside kick against the Packers that helped him get to the Super Bowl. And then he was the one making, you know, the major catches in the game. So, you know, that was a big story that, you know, this unknown cat is out here basically down there MVP and the shit. Yeah. On the Seahawks side.
Motherfucker wanted to keep selling sneakers.
He didn't want to go back. I ain't going back.
That's going to be a great movie for BET.
But in that moment, man, it felt like.
The Foot Locker story. I can't go. Get your ass out there.
Get on the good foot.
Get on there.
Get
on the good foot.
The Griffin story.
The good foot.
You know what I'm saying?
This Friday.
No, but so in the moment, because the shit was like that, you were like, oh, everybody was like, oh, but Seahawks about to steal it
but
again.
But everybody knew that they was just going to hand that shit to Beast Mode.
Everybody wrote that play.
I think the whole stadium was Beast Mode.
Yeah,
Beast
crazy. Like, and that's loud. Like, yeah.
The damn commentators is like, yo. You know, they're probably just going to let him score to give Brady some more time to go down already, the field. Like, damn. And everybody knew what was happening.
Yeah, and then.
And he threw it. And everybody was upset. Everybody was like, "That what the fuck? That was the stupidest play call in Blase Skip." But then if you look at this team in particular, they've been doing a lot of, like, trick play shit going on. A lot of, like, risky plays that had them shits not landed, they'd have looked ridiculous. Like, when they did, what was it, the fake field goal? When they did the fake field goal and they threw that bitch, if that shit wouldn't have hit, motherfuckers were like, yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
I feel like I see somebody, I think Mike Yard was like, yeah, that was just trying to be too cute. You know what I mean?
Pete Carroll being too smart for his own
stuff. Yeah, sometimes, nigga, just finish it up.
Overthinking the shit.
I mean, but just also, hindsight is 2020. You know what I mean?
It's the Super Bowl.
But you overthinking the shit. Like, goddamn. You got the best running back in the league. You own the one.
Everybody want to see him running.
The whole stadium is chanting for it. You know, yeah, they looking for it, but they've been looking for him to run all night. He hasn't lost yards all game.
Yeah.
So the fuck is like a 90% chance.
It didn't make sense.
And you got three plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought Missy Elliott made it all better. You know what I mean? I thought she made the whole thing.
That was a good look for Missy. Missy got three records now on the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good look.
I think she definitely made it a show.
She saved the show.
She saved the show. Well, I was looking low.
Katie knew she.
Katie did well.
Katie threw it alley.
She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. About to turn this bitch out.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz don't age.
Yeah. Did that shit.
That man look young. Did you like the halftime show? Or y'all were like,
nah.
I wasn't watching it until I heard Missy.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was doing other shit, you know what I'm saying? Pouring up more chips and shit.
Yeah, you were taking care of business.
Taking a little break.
Nah, I can watch it. I seen it. Lenny, my lady got a thing for Lenny. So when Lenny.
Oh, that's why you got quiet. That's why you got quiet. That's why you got quiet. I said, what happened? What did I say?
Motherfucker.
And I gave him a comment. You know, Lenny don't get old.
He's in his 50s and he's still a threat. It's one of them cats.
What did she say about him? What did she say about Lenny?
She said, just like Lenny. You know, there's certain people like. It goes both ways. But you know, nah, I ain't going to chase. I'm not trying to play that lane. Lenny got his own lane. Look, when certain people on the list that damn they get undisputed, like they'll go to the mat for. Like it's probably people that you, so they'll be like, hey, you know, she ain't gonna say everybody that look good because that just would be disrespectful. But Lenny looks so good to her that the shit has to be spoken on. Like, listen, my nigga, I got to say this. I know you in my company and my presence, but this man is on the television screen. I let it be known. And it's like, all right, well, I appreciate that because when I see something that I like. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's been a
who would
minute.
Be your undisputed?
I don't know who my undisputeds are, man. I don't even know who the undisputeds are anyway. Janet used to be an undisputed back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
I think men don't have undisputeds. They take what they get. You know what I'm saying? It's cute on the screen. Okay.
Instead of looking for undisputeds, you always looking for the new rookie. You ought to always discover something.
No, but did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Let me put you on.
Uh-huh.
Put you on.
Yo, check this Instagram.
Oh. Up and coming. Oh, Instagram is notorious. Like, the people put you on. Have you seen ad so-and-so? Like, let me go follow. Now, and Lenny has that kind of name where, like...
Lenny Kravitz.
Like, Lenny. Like, even your lady saying that name just comes... It rolls off the tongue. You know, Lenny.
Yeah.
My girl got a thing. She had a thing for Idris.
Oh, yeah. That'll fuck some houses up, too. Idris.
Idris.
Yeah.
That chocolate skin, that accent he could switch up on you.
How you feel about that?
Ah, oh, man. I you know what's funny about this? You guys, it's a good question. I get it. I get it, Ali. You know what I mean? I get it. It's always good when you can understand. Nothing's worse than when your lady's like, he hot. And you're like, huh?
Wait a minute, for real?
Yeah, because then what does that say about me?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Questioning everything.
What does that say about me?
Hilarious.
But if he's fly and I'm with you, I'm like, ah, okay. I see where your sensibility
is. You felt like it's a collective.
You know what I mean?
Like
I'm
me,
a part
okay,
of that.
I see. I'm in
a
that
part
phylum.
Of it. Yeah.
Hilarious.
You don't want your lady looking at somebody, you know, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm with you.
You went to you use your thoughts, your smarts.
No.
You
I get it.
That's funny. Who's your
lady? Who's your lady? I want to ask you guys something in a minute.
Actually, my lady ain't never threw that out in front of me, so I got my fingers crossed. I'm knocking on the wood that she'll never put me in that position.
Who's her? Who's her undisputed?
That's what I'm saying. She never.
Oh, she never. Okay.
Yeah, she never put that out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that I guess that could be good or bad, but.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
I want to ask you guys a question, pertaining to ladies. I was talking to a friend of mine.
Oh, wait. I got a question.
Go ahead.
We gonna get into. Yeah, well, go ahead. No. Go ahead, cause I'll come out. Pause. You go first. I got this.
So, Ali, I brought this up to you earlier. I have a friend of mine. She's in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And she has a gay friend.
Oh, okay.
So she's in a relationship with a boyfriend,
uh-huh.
And she's a gay friend.
Okay.
The gay friend stays over and sleeps in the same bed.
Stays over at her house.
At her house, and they sleep in the same bed.
In her bed with her.
And
play too much.
And uh-huh. and you know, and she was like, you know, my man got to be cool with that.
Where's the dude at?
Yeah, he's like her who?
Her man, her boyfriend got to be cool with
that. She got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, so he started with.
Huh?
He said
she's
in a relationship.
She's in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And they're not committed to the point where they're living together or married, but they just stay together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, the person I'm with has to be cool with that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I wanted to put out to you guys, at what point is it, I said, you know, is it a matter of frequency? Is it your lady shouldn't do it at all?
I think that's a non-issue. We can't have it. We got to, like, nah, not at all. Nah, I don't care. This man is a threat still.
She playing for the menage a trois.
Or what? I don't know what that is.
Hey, man, ain't nobody sleeping in the bed at all.
Now, yeah. If it's a female, is a female lesbian, does that change anything or no?
Yeah, it changes everything.
If it's a female lesbian, no, that's about the same type of thing.
Same shit.
It's even
same
more thing, of a right? threat. Because she likes
what I was saying.
She was
like, what if it's a girl? It's the same thing.
No, because if it's a girl, she's a lesbian. She likes women like you like women. Now, if it's her homegirl who don't like women, then it's different. You know what I'm saying? A little different because it's different. Because her homegirl don't have a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man, if a gay dude can still dick your woman down, even on the curious, imagine that. You dude fucked your woman on the curious because you was off your job. Nah, nigga, we can't add that. We gotta talk about this. We all gotta be cool with this. This nigga motherfucker's a wild card.
I'm the fucking. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. She tripping. But she tripping. That's her thing, you know.
Right.
If her man is with that shit, then that's what they do. But nah, not rhyme with my way.
Yeah. What about you?
I told her like if you and I started, like if you started dating somebody and you walked into that, I'd be like, you probably let that slide for a little bit, but then I have to have a conversation like, yo, listen.
You gotta say it from the beginning, I would say.
That's awkward.
If she sets the tone is set.
Get that man a couch or an air bed or something. Why you gotta sleep on the bed?
Fucking go home.
What's going on in his life to where he gotta, yeah, man. So
what happened when he got a date? What happened when he got a date? They come over and sleep in your bed?
It was weird to me. I had to like, I started bringing it up. I was like,
what's wrong with the living room? What's all this shit? Why don't we keep this on the couch?
Fuck, is this your cuddle buddy or some shit?
Yeah, we've been friends forever. I said, that's great.
You don't need no cuddle buddy. Buddy, no more. You done with cuddle buddies. I'm the buddy. You supposed to cuddle with me? Fuck.
That's why you got this. And I said, male or female, it doesn't matter. I said, it's not a gender thing. It's anybody thing.
They play too much.
Yeah, man.
Nobody with this.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy. And then it was fucked up. She's telling the world. She's telling everybody. She's telling you.
She wrestling.
So he in the streets. Motherfuckers done heard about it. His homeboy's got to have an intervention.
You know, but to each his own, obviously. But I wanted to get a consensus. Hey, I just wanted to ask other fellas, see what you know, see where y'all are on the issue.
Anybody with this?
Yeah, nah, chill.
Next. You know what? I'll pose one more question. Next. Say D. Ali. Your lady had a gay friend for a long time. He's in Chicago and he's coming for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, is it cool if he stays over?
Mm-hmm.
And you on the road or something like that. You know, he's staying over the crib.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
The gay dude can't stay over?
No. They ain't get a room, man.
Gay dude can't stay over?
Nah.
Grown ass man now. This ain't even like young cats, no boy. You know get you a fucking room. He coming from a job in Chicago. I hope you, if you take
a
trip.
He bought a motherfucking ticket.
If you taking a trip, man, you listen, get you a fucking hotel room. You're an adult.
Grown ass motherfucking man.
What kind of shit is this?
Can he stay at the house?
No.
I don't give a fuck. He ain't displaced. This shit ain't no crisis.
But I've known him for a long time.
Fuck that.
No, Damien, please.
Now I have to get distant. Fuck all that.
See, that shit hard enough to bring your own fucking family to the house. Let alone some gay friend, random gay friend that's going
to. Is that insecurity or is that honoring?
No, that's just grown people shit.
Another dude's dick in the fucking conversation. It's wild call.
It's not a gay thing. It's just there's another penis in the
it's
room.
It's a man.
It's
president.
A man. It's another man. God damn.
That shit.
The fuck? You like random man just laying around on your couch when you at work and shit. You come home, y'all in the refrigerator. What's happening? I'm just making me a sandwich or something.
You ain't got skim milk.
That's some shit, man.
You come home, nigga. What happened? You let the dude come from Chicago. He stay at your house. He your gay friend from way back from high school. You know what I'm saying? They grew up together and shit. You come home, he in his drawers cooking eggs.
Oh, man. Or even worse, the nigga gone, and you come back, and you finally back with your lady at her apartment, and you go to take a shower, and one of this nigga dickheads is on the fucking soap
man.
Bar.
Oh, man.
Who got to move that shit?
Oh, man.
I mean, that ain't mine.
Oh,
that ain't
man.
I know how my shit curl. That ain't mine.
Oh, man.
Nah, man.
You know your curl pattern, D?
Hell yeah. Everybody know what their old dickhead look like. Especially if you stay in hotels for a living. That's the first thing you do before you lay down. You say, I'm gonna make sure.
What, you got a five? You got a five curl pattern?
Make sure.
A three? What you working with?
It's like a three.
Why you even want to know what he's working with?
I thought it was hilarious.
Yo, so listen. Question for y'all. Did you know that women don't like to be called female?
I saw that. That's a new. I mean, not that it's new, but this. I'm just not getting on to
it. I'm just into it too. And it's fun. I don't know how. And I don't think it's new, but it's one of those things that it's just like. I felt like, because I was talking to my lady about it, because she was talking about it, and that's how I found out about it. And I was like, I don't think many dudes know that. And her thing was, she felt like it's kind of derisive or dismissive when a dude calls a woman a female, almost, I don't want to say on par with like bitch or whatever like that. But I don't.
I think they're saying it takes the humanity out of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just like an animal. You'll call a female dog or a female pigeon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Female fish. You know what I'm saying? So instead of calling what? Woman?
Women.
Woman. Yeah. Woman. You know what I'm saying? So they're saying it just takes the humanity out of it, and it's less human to call another human, you know, by their sex as opposed to what they are, who they are.
I'm just spreading the word. I'm a respect it. I didn't know, you know, like when people say this is what it is, you know, I respect it. But then, I just didn't know that's what it is, and I don't think a lot of dudes. Did you know that?
I did not. Well, school me on this, D. I'm trying to figure this out. Are they saying that we have to be gender blind? Is that what they're saying?
No, you don't have to be gender.
Don't call
them
female.
They don't like that term.
But then what
term.
Am I supposed to use? Like,
women.
Woman.
Woman.
Well, how's that any better than female?
Then nobody don't run around calling
you
a male.
I'm going to send you the shit. I'm going to put the thing on in the conversation Facebook.
They don't run around calling you a male. They call you a man.
Yeah.
I guess woman. I mean, all right. I mean, yeah. I got. My first time hearing this, so I got to research.
Oh, punk
it.
Ass male.
I got to research. It's a lot
it's
of.
It's gonna be
shit.
Bad for the urban comedy game because you know we love it's calling out the
male children. Comic.
Ladies.
Yeah, that's ladies. That's not you female. Really, where the females at?
Ladies is cool.
Yeah, ladies.
We can't speak.
Territories like we're not on solid ground right now. We can slip up and.
Yeah.
I was at a college one time, and this is when I first, you know, a couple years ago, and I remember I said, "Where the freshmen at?" Mm-hmm. You know, this is a couple of years ago, and they that was a fiasco.
Why,
they
didn't have women?
They didn't have freshmen?
No, because the women, you say frosh.
Frosh.
You say frosh.
That was white school, huh?
It was a liberal school. Yeah, liberal. Right. Liberal college.
I'd heard that before, even in a black college. It ain't going far. You know how certain shit, like certain things they try, like Kwanzaa. You know how motherfuckers try to make the Kwanzaa thing happen, but it's not really moving.
What? You said a frosh. What?
You say frosh.
For what?
For fresh women.
No, first year.
That was like all inclusive.
The whole fresh.
It's all inclusive. It's not freshman anymore. It's fresh, meaning including women.
Who made this
fresh
shit?
That's what I call my thoughts.
Oh, so they don't say fresh men.
No, they say fresh.
Oh, yeah. It's because it has men in it.
It has men in it. So you
gotta
say fresh.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Exactly. Okay. But you had never heard that before.
I ain't never heard that.
I heard it, but it's not really. I've heard it years ago. It's just saying, take it off.
Where the frosh is at?
Where the frosh is at?
That shit don't sound dope. And then it's the worst, especially if you go that hard on the bike. Where all the frosh? And then that school ain't really familiar with the term. They're like, well, who the fuck is he talking about?
What's a frosh?
Yeah, nah. He must think this is a different school.
It's a funny line when you start trying to manipulate language in that fashion because you also risk losing a part of humanity. I'm not saying that's the case here, but sometimes you risk that.
Yeah, words mean things for a reason. But it's like I guess things can be redefined, and I feel like I guess it's by committee. It's by people exposing other people to it, and then after a while it becomes agreed upon. Like that's in poor taste. People don't say this anymore.
Right,
and that happens. Know. That happens.
Yeah, and I think it happens in a way that's patient too, where somebody will pull you to the side and be like, yo, Pop, we can't be doing that. Yeah.
I did some shit like that.
Uh oh,
you want to tell a story?
I fucked up. Well, I came to New York, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm from Miami. I'm moving to New York. I'm fresh. I'm in a meeting at Vibe magazine. I barely got a job at this motherfucker at this point. I'm like super new. I'm like first week and shit. And we having this meeting about something. I can't remember what it was. We was talking about doing an event at one of these big weekends or whatever. And they were trying to figure out, you know, a certain way to do it. And something they were talking about reference to what, you know, some of the gay community was doing in Miami. And I was like, oh shit, that could be applied in this particular case. So I bust out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, shit, the sissies in Miami, what they do? And then, you know, it was like the record scratch. And then nobody ain't say shit. So I just kept going, you know what I'm saying? Boom, ran it down. It was a good point. They took it and we actually executed it. But after the meeting, you know what I'm saying? one of them pulled me aside. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even, you know what I'm saying?
One of a gay person or somebody that was at the meeting?
Somebody was at the meeting, but they happened to be gay. Okay. But what I was about to say is that it was, you know, quite a few gay people at this table.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So he pulled me aside afterwards, like, yo, you can't be saying sissy. I was like, well, shit, I thought sissy was the nice way to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm not exposed to shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
like, the, you know what I'm saying? You know, the F word was the, you know, derogatory term. Like, but when it was like somebody you knew that was on the block that was, you know what I'm saying, your peoples, it was like sissy.
It's funny. In your mind, you were being politically correct.
I was PC-er than the motherfucker.
You were being cool about it.
Exactly.
And his head, he was like, let's be cool about this.
Exactly. Now, what's the word here?
I was like, well, shit, consider it. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you about to say? He was like, well, you don't say that, but if you have to say anything, you know, it's homosexual. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, okay, shit.
But what was dope about that was the conversation afterward, because typically that shit would have been a problem from that. Once you said that.
Right.
And I wouldn't even know. You would have never known. That's the worst part. You would have never known. You would have just been vilified and never known, really.
And you know what I'm saying, I was exposed and you know what I'm saying, I learned the right terms to use, you know what I'm saying, and you know, a lot of those people became like family, so you know, you get to really understand, you know, that those words do mean something.
Yeah.
When they might not mean shit to you, you just spout out female and shit cuz it don't mean shit to you. But when, you know, when you're on the other side, it means something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would just love to be there for that moment, like when you said it, and just the car, and just to see everyone's face.
But I didn't know why.
Probably before cats could even look at their phones.
This
cats had to scribble something down.
You had to write something down, type a memo.
And then the fact that you kept going, like nothing.
You looked at their looks as engagement. You was like, okay, so you understand what I'm saying? All right, so let's play it together.
But see, the content of what I was saying was good.
Yeah,
absolutely,
absolutely.
But
that's how good it was. That's how good your pitch was.
Like, wait.
Your pitch was so good it went over bigotry. You know what I mean?
Got a point here.
That shit was fucked up, man. When I thought about it later, but in the moment,
it's hilarious.
I was oblivious. It was like ignorance is bliss. Like, you just running it.
You had a good pitch.
It was a teachable moment.
Went right over that bigotry.
Definitely, man.
Oh man,
that's fucked up.
Shit,
the
man,
shame, you don't shame your self-awareness. That's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah, because you become aware of yourself. So you're like, oh, damn, I done messed up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I done messed up. But so
shame self-awareness or self-awareness self-awareness?
Shame is about, no, shame is about the self. So like, guilt is about an action. I did something wrong.
Uh-huh.
But shame is about, I'm wrong.
Where you learned that at?
Therapy.
But shame is something that could come from self-awareness.
Correct, because
so it's not self awareness.
Well, it's tied into self awareness. Like
it's tied in,
Or it could trigger self awareness.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's all. I just wanted to say because it still got its own. It's still shame.
Yeah, shame is shame. Yeah, shame but is shame. You know what I'm saying. But it could come from self awareness, or it could trigger self awareness.
Exactly. Trigger self awareness. Right.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it can make you think yourself. But if you don't know and nobody pulls you,
nobody
to the
tells
side,
you,
you don't
then,
give a fuck.
Because you won't experience the shame. Right. Right.
You never know. Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, where I'm from, that environment, that was the cool. That was what you supposed to say when you don't want to insult somebody.
You sissy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a few, you know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. It's one of those things when you become enlightened. You know what I mean? And then you got to, I don't know if it's enlightened, but you've been exposed to something. And then you got to, it's part of your, it's your mission now to carry it on to those people that, you know, that might not know. You don't tell every, you can tell as many people as you can. And some people might say, man, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
No doubt.
Who told you that shit?
No
but
doubt.
Then hopefully you feel like the people that you deal with are just as progressive.
I'm still not enlightened enough to, you know what I'm saying, let homeboy come from Chicago and sleep in my motherfucking house and in my bed and shit.
I just said Chicago, but it could be anywhere. It could be, you know.
I don't
make Chicago look like the city where they bringing them in here from. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what
it could be. New Orleans,
your
it could
people
be LA,
them in.
You know what I mean?
Your people bringing them in.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I'm conflicted because I got a good gay friend that lives. And he's my friend too. Like, he's both our friends. So, you know, I don't know.
That's the same cuddle buddy?
This is totally separate. This is totally separate.
Another one.
There's another.
A cuddle buddy and somebody staying, which is two different things, even though
I feel like, definitely.
I feel like at this point in life, you know what I mean? Unless it's unfortunate situations. This point in life, I feel like if you're going to take a trip, part of your trip taken
requires housing.
Booking a hotel. Like,
but if you're in a house, it's cool. If you're in the house.
Huh?
If you in the house, it's cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, depending. I'm not a big fan of a lot of, like, cats just lodging. You know what I mean? And if it's going to be some lodging, it's a very short stay, 2-3 days. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, again, like, especially in New York, man, your spot can't accommodate a whole lot of motherfuckers. But if it's like I'm looking out. That's my but like, but don't plan for it unless somebody invited you. Don't plan for it. Don't be like, yo, I know my man's got a couch. Have a conversation first.
I'm like, what a man call you like, so, yo, D, so, I'm coming.
Oh,
to
yeah,
town.
No, it's all good. No, all like right. I said, if it's a situation where right. you need help, but I've done that like right. for years. You know what I'm saying? My couch, oh, you know what I'm saying? Crash. Even if I'm not there, crash. I know you on your hustle, trying to do what you got to do, but at a certain point. We got to get to a point to where we independent on that level. Like, we independent on a certain, like I'm in my 30s. There's a certain thing, like, I don't live like I'm 19, 22. Like, when we going
down.
You got
a lady.
Yeah, I got a woman, and I'm with my lady. And that's a different imposition there, because it's not my house. Right. If it was just me, oh, yeah, you good, and nothing crash. But if it's my lady, yeah, that was a whole thing. You know what I mean? And then back to the point, too, I think that we've kind of, you get to the point to where if you really been doing what you need to be doing and not, you know, and if you whatever the point, if you're at the point to where now you moving and you taking trips, I think part of your trip should have lodging. It's just like if you eat out, you need to build in the tip. Don't go to the restaurant and just got enough for what the food costs and don't got no tip money. You didn't really go out to eat. You just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's you fucking doing the struggle now, play in the world.
If you win the house, though, could that person come and stay? If you in the crib.
Could he stay what?
Stay over. If you in the, because I framed it earlier as if you're not there.
The gay buddy. It depends on how long. Did I know the gay buddy?
Yeah, you know him. He's
he ain't no random dude.
Random
fella.
He cool.
Oh, you know Jerome?
Yeah, you know him. Yeah, you know him.
I mean, like I said, if it's a little weekend, and you know what I'm saying, it's, and I know him and we all cool as a unit, then, you know, he could hit the little basement right quick.
See, he got accommodations.
You also have a house. You have a house. You have accommodations. Yeah,
but still, man, you got to come through the threshold, man. And to do that, it's by committee. You know what I'm saying? You got kids. You got a whole motherfucking situation. And my house ain't no fun place to be living, like to be chilling.
He down selling this shit. I love it. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm saying there ain't no fun place where you going to go. You going to New York to kick it, and then you going to stay with the Muhammads because it's going to be kind of, you know what I mean? A lot of kid action going on.
And let's say this. Well, let's also consider this. Now, listen, if you got lodging, we might put you to work. Might need exactly. your help on some shit.
Hey. It was a slight blizzard last night. We're going to have to shovel this snow.
Yeah, that cool? I'm saying, I got you on the shelter tip. I just need you to help me. I got an extra shovel.
It was just funny to me. Like, I'll put it, you know, just interesting to me that. I don't know. I'm conflicted on it. It's just weird to me.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be on the family tip, man, because that's what it's going to be around our way.
I hear that. All right, well, shit. Where you go? What's going on, man? What you got this week?
I'm at the Stand tomorrow and Saturday, the Stand Comedy Club. Friday, I'm at the Laughing Devil. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be headlining Levity Live February 18th. It's going to be dope. Got a nice little crew coming through.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be fun.
Fall through, see what's crack.
Yeah. And then laughingvlad.com, other dates are up there. You can check me out.
Make sure y'all go check that out.
True indeed. We're going to be on some administrative stuff, taxes, you know what I'm saying, paperwork. And then it's All-Star next week coming around right after we do the End of Conversation. Wednesday is popping. So Wednesday to Sunday is All-Star weekend, and we getting it going.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a crazy one. That's going to be banana sandwich. Pause for Navy. I don't know. Anyway, yo, I'm at the Stand tomorrow night. And then believe so. Yeah, I think I'm at the Stand tomorrow night. I might not be. I'm at the Stand tonight, I know for sure, but that has nothing to do with what we talking about right now. As a matter of fact, listen, shout out to the Stand. But more importantly, I'm gonna be at Stand Up Scottsdale in Arizona from Thursday through a good Sunday. Come out and get a laugh. If you want to know where else I'm going to be, just go to DamianLemon.com and check on the upcoming dates. tab. And that is it.
Subscribe to In the Conversation
sandwich.
Hey, yo, subscribe to In the Conversation.
Share it with a friend.
Share it with a friend. Like the Facebook fan page.
Oh, yeah, send it to your cuddle buddy.
Yeah, send it to your cuddle buddy.
In the Conversation, Facebook, a Tumblr, SoundCloud, iTunes.
There you go.
Mark.
We out.